Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes it after him. And it just, it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now the Bucks' winning streak is now old enough to drive. It's 16 after a W against the New Orleans Pelicans, 127-112. Welcome in, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. And just another win. Bucks didn't need Giannis in this one either. And frankly, we could have started this show about an hour ago, thanks to ESPN wanting this one as a nationally televised game. Understandably so. When the schedule came out, you were thinking Giannis against Zion. First chance that you're going to see against the freak. For whatever they want to call Zion, you can call him a freak too. Well, neither played tonight. Yeah, Zion hasn't played all year long since, as we were brought up and mentioned to on the broadcast, since the earthquake at Summer League, we have not seen Zion Williamson. And tonight, just one off night for Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team showed that they were very okay without 34 into the ball game. And the two stars on the outside, without Giannis in the game, were able to be on full display. And boy, were they. Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe both answer the bell tonight. 29 points from Eric Bledsoe ties a season high. 25 minutes from Bled as well. 10 of 13 from the field. 5 of 6 from downtown. By far, Eric Bledsoe's best game of the year, maybe scoring output higher in a 31-point affair that he had, but 29 points tonight, 5 of 6 shooting from deep for Bledsoe. He was on fire, and then you look over at Chris Middleton, and he started off, what did he have, for 7 of the team's first 10 points or whatever it was? Off and running was Chris Middleton, and in 30 minutes, 11 of 22 from the field, 1 of 4 from downtown, he finishes with 24 points, along with 5 boards and 4 assists. Ersan in the mix as well, filling in the starting lineup, goes off for just 18 and 9. 8 of 10 shooting from the Turkish Thunder, 2 of 3 from deep, and the Bucks run away from the Pelicans early in this one. Outscore the Pelicans by 15 in the first quarter, It was a 20-point game at recess, another 30-point outburst through the first three quarters of play, 35, 34, and 36. The Bucks had 100 points by the time this thing reached the fourth quarter. It was over. The only reason why some, I think, were able to keep it on Fox Sports Wisconsin long enough was because maybe you got suckered in the same way that I did, and you had spread a little bit before. Giannis was told that he was going to sit this one out in tonight's game. Instead, Giannis comes out and will play coming up as the team takes on, well, they go off to Memphis next, and I can imagine if the right quad soreness for Giannis is actually an issue, then that would be one of those that you could also miss as well if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, and make it 17, no doubt about it, for the Milwaukee Bucks. They finish off the Pelicans tonight and take it 127-112, cover the 13 that you had last night, cover the 10 that you got it after the Giannis news, and now 22-3. And my favorite part of tonight's game was indeed Eric Bledsoe. Your ability to answer the bell when called upon. Eric Bledsoe's gotten a decent amount of heat for his role and sometimes the lack thereof in winning basketball games. Sometimes I feel like Eric Bledsoe gets the short end of the stick when looking at who are the most talented players on this team, most talented players on the roster. Guys that you know you can go to each and every night and expect immediate success. For Eric Bledsoe, a lot of times, let's call a spade, he's by far the third option. And we had a conversation earlier today on the Big Show about the difference between this team and, say, the 2001 Milwaukee Bucks, the Glenn Robinson, Sam Cassell, and Ray Allen year where you go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And again, Eric Bledsoe felt like the dude that was getting picked on. Felt like the one that wasn't getting the kind of respect that maybe he deserved in the conversation. Somewhat understandably so. There are a lot of times that you expect to see good Eric Bledsoe, and he shows up much less than you would anticipate or like, especially when we get into playoff time. But tonight, opportunity to show, opportunity to showcase, and Eric Bledsoe, along with many others on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, answer that call and finish the job against the New Orleans Pelicans on national TV. We'll go through all of it. We'll take you inside the locker room as well. Sidney Moncrief going to join us, guys. Once again, if you did not know, here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, Sidney Moncrief going to join us starting up on Monday the 16th after the Dallas-Milwaukee game at Fiserv Forum. Another home date that you get to see a win. But on the other side of this, and you can answer at 414-799-1250, you're a little disappointed in the management of tonight's ball game. I got this a little bit earlier today, and a lot more in the middle of the game of people in this city didn't pay however much, you know, $100. This is a cheaper game, so maybe you could get somewhere up top for $35, $40 to see Giannis. And while it was a very nice suit and a very good look, your home fans deserve better than that. I'll touch on that and get into it a little bit more of what I mean. But maybe it wasn't the best decision tonight. Basketball-wise, I think it was a slam dunk. Fan base and retail-wise, I think maybe another decision could have been made. We'll get into all that, and we'll continue to talk, though, about a 16-game winning streak as it propels up and extends for the Milwaukee Bucks. They take care of the New Orleans Pelicans tonight in easy fashion. There was no issues here. There was no concern. The Bucks take it off the sheet, and they beat the Pelicans 127-112. You're inside the Pillow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, with you on Pick and Save Probes postgame show. You can join us at 414-799-1250, longest running call-in postgame show in the city. You're at Fiserv Forum tonight. Want to hear from you. Were you disappointed at all that you didn't see 34? Because some fans were for you. We'll explain next when 105.7 FM The Fan and the Pick and Save Probes postgame show return.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition?
Was it a spectacular play down the lane?
It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks win again. Now 16 consecutive W's for your Milwaukee Bucks. They finished the job against the New Orleans Pelicans tonight in very, very convincing fashion. Yo, no Giannis, no problem. It was over from the jump. Bucks have won 16 straight. The Pelicans have lost 10. So you can just take that to the bank. Maybe earn some interest. Hopefully you took it to the bank today after the Giannis news came out. You didn't even have to sweat out those last couple of minutes. Last couple of minutes were a little bit dicey, but hey, that's why we play the games, right? That's why we play the point spread as well, 13. Good job, Milwaukee Bucks, because you know that good teams win, but great teams cover, and the Bucks do that again tonight. 16 straight, they've done it, and 29 from Eric Bledsoe today. And in the whole grand scheme, Eric Bledsoe has to be one of the most important Bucks to where they're trying to go here in 2019-2020. If Eric Bledsoe goes and Eric Bledsoe is feeling, playing positive, playing with energy, playing with intensity, this team is one of the hardest to beat in all of pro basketball. When Eric Bledsoe's right and he's forcing the issue and he's pressing the issue on the offensive side, when he's going to do his defensive work. But you'll always hear color guys, and Marcus Johnson's one of the best at it, when you hear them say, a good shooter, don't let him hit the first one. For Bledsoe, he's not a knockdown, drag-out shooter. Like, you're not going into a game saying, I really hope Eric Bledsoe doesn't go off, or we got to make sure we get chase Eric Bledsoe off the three-point line. 5 of 6 from downtown tonight is going to be an anomaly in that sense. But when Bledsoe hits his first, you know he's going to take the second pretty soon after that. Whether it's a drive to the cup and a layup off the glass, or penetrate and float, penetrate, pivot, pull back in that 5-foot little leaner that he likes to hit around the baseline as well. Get the defender off balance, turn around, and you find yourself with a little bit of open space. For Bledsoe, when he's able to convert early, it makes him attack later in the game, and only magnified by the absence of Malcolm Brogdon is the need for another consistent penetrator like Bledsoe. When he is doing that and he is at the top of his game, this Bucks team is at the top of their game, and they're going to beat a lot of people when they have all of that working for them on any particular day. So 29 points from Bledsoe tonight, 26 from Chris Middleton in the absence of Giannis, exactly how you want to see it. Also, I like the intensity by Mike Budenholzer. He wasn't taking a day off. No load management for Coach Bud with a 22-point game, and Bud's getting himself a T for arguing a call. Classic Bud. If that dude isn't worth the price of admission as well, watching him troll going up and down the sidelines, work some officiating, it is just about as good. 414-799-1250. Take it through this one early and often. Eric Bledsoe started it up, and the Bucks were revving early, forcing a timeout by the Pelicans not even 5 minutes in.
Stepping into a three and hitting it, Eric Bledsoe. The Bucks have made their first two triples.
And Bledsoe's been beautiful about taking his spot.
They would shoot 19 of 39 on the day from deep. Dante held that one, too, in the first.
Three, DiVincenzo. Milwaukee's 6-for-8 on tricks.
Dante becoming a spot-up specialist for the Milwaukee Bucks.
One of the main reasons why the Bucks were able to start so fast, you just heard Jim Paschke there, 6 of 8 from downtown. The Bucks start in the third quarter, or in the first quarter, rather, and also they like to do it in from two as well when Robin Lopez on the floor.
Backs out against Redick. Now he works with Robin Lopez. Does he ever?
You get the two first-year guys to not communicate and follow one player. George Hill leaves Rolo, Robin Lopez, wide open.
Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke on the call. Fast forward into the second, Bucks led by 15 after one period. They continue to extend it when Josh Hart was sent packing.
Lonzo Ball goes down. Robin Lopez gets Hart.
Well, Lonzo goes down, but you can't blame the big ball of brand shoes for that. He's no longer wearing them.
Well done, Marcus Johnson. And then George Hill's able to convert on the defensive play of the game with Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power on the web at liuna113.org. George Hill on the defensive side cashes in as well.
Another turnover. Hill keeps left hand off the glass. On Saturday, New Orleans lost.
Just clean transition. And then one more bucket later. Let's extend it out to 17. Why don't you, George?
Three on the way. George Hill.
Boy, oh boy, he is so sharp. From that distance, doesn't matter if it's a spot up, if it's a pull up off the dribble like that possession, contested or not, that ball is finding its way into the bottom of the net.
Bucks pushed for a 70 spot in the first half, but they would settle after Eric Bledsoe takes the shoes, maybe the shorts, and anything else from Jrue Holiday.
What a great move. 13 points for Eric Bledsoe. The Bucks, Marcus, have had first half runs of 11-0, 15-0, and 17-0 as Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, that'll play. 11-0, 15-0, and 17-0. You just heard Jim Paschke there outline pretty well why the Bucks were up in the 20s at the break into the third quarter. Keep it going just how you were, Eric.
Got to be prepared for the Pelicans to play like they're playing.
All right. Matthews
converts an assist from Eric Bledsoe. He ended up with six on the night in that third quarter. Kyle Korver would get into the action from downtown.
27-24, 22-20. There you go.
Good to see Kyle Korver knock down that three-point shot, and a great job by Sterling Brown on the penetrating kick.
If the Bucks were going to shoot almost 50% from three, you knew Kyle Korver was going to get into the mix. Eric Bledsoe, 29 points. He finds Erse, one of his 18.
Bledsoe was able to steal it. Oh, nice. Getting a serve up from Eric Bledsoe. 18 for Ersan.
They've got the whole ESP thing going on between the two of them tonight.
No doubt about it, Bledsoe and Ersan were on a different level tonight, and Bledsoe finally in the fourth quarter put the Pelicans out of their misery.
Tonight, but they haven't played together. You know, they played well, but haven't played together.
Eric Bledsoe has played very well. 28 points, three off his season high. He's 5 for 6. Check that, 29 points, so too shy of his best.
He cleans it up, 29 points for Eric Bledsoe, too shy, as Jim said right there, of his season high of 31. Bucks get it done with a 127-112 victory over the New Orleans Pelicans tonight. Without Giannis tonight, the Bucks were able to continue the run, continue the winning streak, and continue the losing streak for the New Orleans Pelicans. That's always fun as well. 414-799-1250. We find out in Anaheim, California. I can only imagine celebrating the signing of Anthony Rendon. Is Vincent. Vincent, how you been?
Hey, man. Yeah, that's for sure, man. When I got that notification, I was cheering. So I'm happy about that, man.
It's really sad, though, that meat of the order isn't going to be able to be seen by anybody. You know, I mean,
whoa.
Right? You get Trout, you get Ohtani, you get Rendon, and then nobody's going to be able to see it.
Yeah. Hey, we got to win the damn playoffs.
That's true.
So then people
at some point they'll get in there and hopefully they make some noise. What do you got, man?
Hey, man. This is what you want. Like you took the words out of my mouth, man. Your two other stars, they got to step up when the main guy is sitting, and that's what I like to see. I checked up on the game. I thought the ex-baby Lakers were gonna shock you guys and maybe surprise you guys a little bit, man. But it didn't come to fruition, and that's what you got to do. You got to step up if Middleton and Bledsoe did it, if one didn't get 30, the other, as long as you cut it in half, like 25 points each, that's great. But the same thing I said on Chuck and Winkler's show a while back, what you said about, it's kind of like a saying. I don't know if I made it up, but I just use it. Check it out. What's wise is not always smart, and what's smart is not always wise. And what I mean is, a smart guy would say, "Yeah, you want to sit Giannis because you're playing against a terrible team right now, and you want to sit him, get him rest." But the wise guy would say, "No, man, you know, like a wise older man with get wiser with experience would say, no, you want to treat your home fans, you know, show them what they're supporting, show them
right.
what they're so that that's what I mean by mm-hmm. that." It's a very difficult line because I remember when they did it with Kobe. A lot of guys would say, Kobe's last season, say, sit Kobe at home sometimes. So when he goes out against all these other teams, people can see him one more last time. So it's a difficult line to tread on. But, as long as you get the victory, that's all that matters at the end. If you sit Giannis and you guys lose, that's when you got some issues. You know what I mean? So, it's a good win for y'all. But like I said, I think Dallas or the Lakers are going to end
for
that
sure.
win streak, baby.
Now, Vincent, I know you're a Toronto Raptors fan as well. Wanted
yeah,
to get your so Kawhi Leonard goes back tonight, and mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. Just two nights ago, the Clippers are in Indianapolis, and for some unforeseen reason, I shouldn't say unforeseen. The people there are not necessarily the brightest, and they're gonna boo Paul George left and right
yeah.
every single time he touches the ball. Then Kawhi says when he goes back to Toronto, "Hey man, I'm expecting to get a little bit of booze." And it was overwhelming cheers. I was very happy and proud of your fan base for being smart and not booing somebody that just brought them a championship less than 5 months ago.
I just keep it real. Yeah, I called the Clippers postgame show to talk some trash a little bit, but my Raptors lost anyway. But I even said, "Hey man, I won't say nothing disrespectful about Kawhi because he helped bring my mm-mm. team, the championship." But I was upset with the decision he made. I said that he made the wrong decision. Should have went with the Lakers, not the Clippers. But, that's for a whole other story, man. But, yeah, man, you got to show respect, man, because he helped win it. And I liked his personality. I didn't like him because he was on San Antonio as a Laker guy, so I didn't really say nothing much
for
about
sure.
him. When he came over to Toronto, I was like, "Hey, man, let's wait and see." I like his personality. He's pretty funny. He's pretty cool. And he got us that W, got us that championship. So maybe Giannis can help you do the same thing for y'all. And if he leaves and comes to the
Lakers,
don't get mad, though, all right?
Well, yeah, we would get mad. Vincent, don't be a stranger. We'll talk soon, all right?
All right, have a good one, man.
Man, that's tough. Because I'm looking at it from, how far away are we from Toronto? Like 1,000 miles? Whatever, we'll say it. 1,000 miles of separation, right? So I want to believe that I would be level-headed and calm and not boo a dude that just brought a title to my favorite team. But I also did boo my favorite player of all time when he came running out of that north end zone, middle tunnel, wearing a white jersey with a big old purple helmet on and a big old purple number 4 trotting out for warmups. I'm telling you, I was hoarse before the game even started. My whole ride up to Green Bay, talking to myself up, "You know what? I'm going to give a nice golf clap before the game, respectful, and then once the ball is kicked, no love lost." Then he's an opponent. Guys, I'm telling you, I walked in there, and it was like I saw red, and the fight came on. And I have never yelled that loud against somebody than when my favorite player came out wearing the opposing team's jersey in Brett Favre. So, good. I give mad respect to all Raptors fans tonight that did do the right thing, cheered Kawhi Leonard, gave him the ovation they need. Doc Rivers said that he said it was the best he's ever seen in a league. They give him the ring. Everybody goes nuts. People cheering for him, even though maybe when he wasn't touching the basketball, they weren't cheering for him every time he touched it. But respect to Raptors fans for being able to do that. Now, do I believe that us calm, cool, collected, and sometimes nervous and anxious Bucks fans would do the same? I'm not sold on that one, guys. I'm not sold on that one. Especially now. Give it 5 years and a title, then maybe we can all have a nice, polite, civil conversation.
But even if the ring comes and then the Supermax signing doesn't happen right thereafter, I don't know if people would be as level-headed as that. Bucks win tonight, though, without the MVP. They didn't need him. They were playing a team coming into tonight that had lost nine straight. They've won six games all year. And you can call them the baby Lakers. You can call them the New Orleans Pelicans. They were without their best player. They haven't played with him all year long. Alvin Gentry playing with a hand tied behind his back in his first year at the helm of the New Orleans Pelicans. But the Bucks win tonight, 127-112. Take a quick timeout. We'll take a look at the box score along with some scores around the NBA. I talked about that Raptors-Clippers game. It was very one-sided. We'll give you the rest of the scores as well as go inside the locker room. Going to hear from Coach Bud as well in about 10 minutes from right now. Pick and Save Probes post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bledsoe, what a great move. 13 points for Eric Bledsoe. The Bucks, Marcus, have had first half runs of 11-0, 15-0, and 17-0 as Drew Holiday rips another.
Yeah, that would be the X factor of the night, Jim Paschke. The Bucks go off for runs in the first half of 11-0, 15-0, 17-0. Those work. Those are good numbers. Those are fun numbers as well. And the Bucks had some fun tonight at the expense of the New Orleans Pelicans. 127-112, the final score. Eric Bledsoe with 29 points, 6 dimes, and 3 boards for number 6. And they needed him as there was no Giannis Antetokounmpo in tonight's game. It was no problem for the Milwaukee Bucks. This hour on The Fan brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill. Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. You go over there, you stop in for lunch or dinner, try the fabulous Friday fish fry, but really go in there and grab one of the big boy burgers because you're welcome. That's all I'll say. Just go in, say, Baby Tausch told me to get the big boy burger, grab some waffle fries, and then also, if you really are feeling anxious, grab like 6 of the boneless chicken wings. They should, might as well just call them tenders, and they're just amazing. It's also open on Coaches on Lake Dunoon, so go check them out over there at Coaches Pub and Grill, and you're welcome. That's all I can say for that. 127-112, Bucks beat the Pelicans tonight. Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Elsewhere around the association, 22-3 now are the Milwaukee Bucks. 22-3 now are the Los Angeles Lakers as they win as well tonight. LeBron James, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, keeping himself firmly in the conversation for the MVP right there with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Told you about the game between the Clippers and Raptors. The long-awaited return for Kawhi Leonard to Toronto met with an abundance of cheers, incredible good graces. They had a video tribute planned out for Kawhi. It was outrageous. It was outstanding. Doc Rivers said it was the best he's ever seen in the NBA. The game, however, was not as good. No, it was not. Clippers all over the Raptors tonight, 112-92. Clippers now 19-7. Kawhi finished with 23 points in that affair tonight. Pascal Siakam dropped 24 and led the Raptors in scoring as well. Elsewhere, still going on, we have two games still in progress after three. Battle between two of the worst teams you'll ever see. The 4-20 New York Knicks lead the 5-20 Golden State Warriors 87-80. And the Rockets with a 6-point victory over the Cavs in Cleveland. Celtics fall to the Pacers tonight, 122-117 in Indiana. It was Hornets 113, Nets 108, 127-116. The Jazz back on the winning trail as they beat the Timberwolves in Minneapolis. Grizzlies the next opponent for your Milwaukee Bucks. Grizzlies beat the Suns tonight, Now 115-108, Jerrion Jackson Jr. with 24 in that one. Frank Kaminsky leading the Suns in scoring with 24 himself. It was 94-93 Kings over the Thunder tonight in Sacramento as well. Buddy Hield has 23 in that performance. So the Bucks finish off again tonight, and they do it without Giannis. They do it with Eric Bledsoe, also riding Chris Middleton in this game tonight as well. If you were at Fiserv Forum tonight, I don't know if I'm sorry is the right way to put it, but I believe Bucks fans have reason to be a little bit disappointed if you go to the game tonight expecting to, one, be treated to a great game. You stay up late, 8:30 tip-off. That turned into being more like 8:50 tonight. Thanks, ESPN, by the way. That's neither here nor there. That's not why you called. Then you are treated with the news on your way down to Fiserv Forum that Giannis is going to be out tonight. I don't think a decision that many Bucks fans were upset about. I think most Bucks fans know and were somewhat pleased to find out that the Bucks are indeed trying to be as cautious as possible with Giannis, and they're going to take any precaution necessary to make sure that Giannis is ready and fresh as he can be for a playoff run, because well, that's what this year is all about. But I do have a slight problem resting your guys at home. It's not a huge issue. It's not a soapbox that I'm going to die on. But when you have a transcendent superstar like Giannis, I want that to be on display for the home team. On the flip side, though, I always hear Allen Iverson when I say this in the back of my mind as a kid seeing AI play. It was tremendous. And he used to always say when asked, why do you play all 82? And why do you play every single game like it might be your last? And AI had just a tremendous effort, tremendous drive. Every time he was on the floor, you knew you were going to get everything from Allen Iverson. Similar, I believe, to how Giannis plays. And AI had one of the best quotes that I can remember as a basketball fan saying, there's a kid in that crowd whose parents paid all the money that they had to come see AI, to come see Allen Iverson play. And this might be the only time he ever sees Allen Iverson play. I want him to remember it. Whether phony or not, that sticks with me. And to know that there are plenty of people, plenty of Bucks fans, whether you want to admit it or not, have done that and gone to games back at the Bradley Center, BMO Harris Bradley Center in particularly, because that was really when the Bucks were struggling. I've had a bunch of those games, guys. There were plenty of times, more than we all care to admit, where the fans were full, stands were full with fans in L.A. Lakers jerseys, LeBron James jerseys, Dwayne Wade jerseys, Derrick Rose jerseys. And the list goes on and on of top players that would come in, and you would be there because that was the main attraction. So while I want every Bucks fan that goes to Fiserv Forum to be able to witness Giannis in person, because it's something that should not be taken for granted, just how incredible he is anytime he steps on the floor, I have this little internal struggle going on of, I want him to be able to take nights off like this. I want there to be games where you know it's designated rest. They can say that it was a quad soreness. We'll get the lowdown from Ad Velasquez. I think it was load management. They came up with this reasoning because the NBA put in a rule, what was that, 2 years ago, that if you rest players and say load management on a nationally televised game, they have the right to fine you. It's the only reason why I believe they said that. But you go into a night like this where your home fans have the chance to see Giannis one of the three times maybe they're going to go to games in a year, 2 years, 3 years. You have your diehards. You have your season ticket holders. And season ticket holders listening right now, you're maybe laughing at this. But there's a lot of times where this is going to be the one chance you had to bring somebody to a game, bring your kid to a game, and they didn't get to see 34. That's tough. I'd prefer that those be taken on the road. I understand when they are at home. And sometimes it's just how the schedule unfolds. I mean, let's call it what it was. Bucks saw the Pelicans on the schedule and said, that's done. Whatever. Late game. Giannis played 35 minutes the other night. Maybe didn't expect to have that kind of a run against the Orlando Magic. Another team that Bucks probably could have won that game without Giannis. They probably could win this game against Memphis on the road coming up on Friday night without Giannis. This was the sure thing. You always take the sure bet. But when the sure bet is somewhat at the expense of your home fans, that doesn't sit tremendously with me. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer coming up next. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you listening and appreciate you tuning into us each and every game after leaving Fiserv Forum or chilling out on the couch, listening on the radio.com app. Want to make sure everybody is aware coming up on Monday, the 16th, after Bucks and Mavs, it will be the debut of Sidney Moncrief. Sir Sid joining us here on the postgame show. He is going to be joining me all throughout the season this year. Hanging out, giving his analysis on the Bucks, giving his analysis on that particular game, also the league as a whole. Where does he see the Bucks transitioning and moving from that particular spot? We'll get the whole lowdown with one of the greatest Bucks of all time and also one of my favorite assistant coaches in Bucks history. Sir Sid joins us and starts up on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show coming up on Monday. And on Friday, we will be live at the Brat Stop. Not this show, but all the shows from The Fan from 5A to 6P. It is Brat Bowl 1. We're getting ready for Bears and Packers. Ryan Horvath with the Chuck and Winkler pregame show, then Chuck and Winkler, then the Bill Michaels show, and us on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll all be there live, going head-to-head against 670 The Score down in Chicago. You got a chance to win some great prizes. It's all courtesy of Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. We're inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. We have Mike Budenholzer straight ahead, along with Matt Velasquez in about 15 minutes. Keep it right here. You got the fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez.
Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer in about 10 minutes from right now. This is the Big and Safe Pro postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North, right here on The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, now joined down by at Fiserv Forum by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinels. Matt Velasquez here on the postgame show, courtesy of Thomas Morrell Law Offices. Now, Matt, that was basketball. That was fun. Just another calendar ripped off the page. 16 consecutive games. I don't mean to sound just like nonchalant, but this was kind of a nonchalant game tonight down at Fiserv Forum. Am I right?
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. This was basketball. I can't confirm the basketball was played by two teams with five guys in the court at the same time for each team. None of those guys were Giannis Antetokounmpo or Zion Williamson, which is probably what ESPN was expecting when they scheduled this game for tonight. That's not what happened. Instead, we just got a look at the Bucks without Giannis absolutely throttling the Pelicans. Eric Bledsoe making 5 of 6 threes, Chris Middleton doing his thing, Ersan Ilyasova, you know, just doing Ersan stuff out there, taking charges, knocking down shots, somehow getting behind the defense multiple times in positions where he's wide open, where seemingly no one even sees that he's there, or mm-hmm. he becomes invisible. You know, that kind of stuff. Bucks making 19 threes tonight, shooting a season high, you know, 48% on three-pointers, moving the ball well, You know, it was a great game by the Bucks, and the kind of thing that we've become accustomed to. Not that we're taking it for granted, like kind of like you said, but you know, we have gotten accustomed to a certain standard of excellence, and the Bucks certainly met it tonight.
Yeah, no, we've become accustomed to a certain standard of excellence. That is the best way to put it. And then you kind of gloss over the facts. Like you said, it was season high in percentage from deep. And then you're also looking at 5 of 6 from Eric Bledsoe from 3, 10 of 13, 29 points in a night where you don't have your number one guy. Eric Bledsoe really taking over, I thought, was great, being able to penetrate early and often. And when he does that, Matt, they are just such a dangerous club.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was really impressive, you know, shooting the ball confidently, getting to his spots, attacking the paint, whether it was for himself or for others, finishing well, you know, defending well, just everything that you want from Eric Bledsoe in kind of an ideal world. You know, you were getting, you know, a lot of that tonight. And, you know, he's somebody who, you know, can he can throttle things down a little bit when Giannis is out there, when they don't need him necessarily to do as much. There were a few games where he was scoring just in single digits in a row, but he was also putting up, you know, big assist numbers. He's been okay with kind of taking an offensive back seat, but when there have been situations where they've needed him to show up in a big way, especially in the second halves of games or in fourth quarters, by getting to the rim, collapsing the defense, and doing the things he does best, you know, he's able to do that. So, you know, big positive for the Bucks to see him not only making a bunch of shots, but you know, just doing all the things that they would like him to do, and turning up that aggressiveness in the game where he knew he needed to.
That's one part of it, the aggressive nature that you see Bledsoe playing with on certain games. You touched on it there. When Giannis is out there, it feels like certain nights he definitely backs that down and scales it back. And I understand, but then there's other times where this team does go most nights the way Eric Bledsoe goes. If he's playing with that kind of high energy and that kind of high motor, they are really, really tough to beat with Giannis out there. No team in the league is going to be able to take care of that, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, right now, that's become apparent. You know, we'll see what happens down the road. But, you know, when Bledsoe's playing his best, when he's sharing the ball, when he's shooting well, when he's finishing at the rim, when he's getting passing lanes and making things tough on defense, you know, it takes some of the pressure off other players. It also opens up things for other players. It opens up things for Giannis. He can just, you know, just really affect the game in so many different ways. And so, you know, if he can be going at the same time Giannis is Giannising, then the Bucks are all the better for it.
It's the Pick and Save Pro Post Game Show. Matt Velasquez joining us down from Fiserv Forum here for just a couple of more minutes. Now, Matt, as the Bucks continue to move forward, we look and we eyeball that game on Monday against Luka Doncic, Kristaps Porzingis, and the Dallas Mavericks. But it's the Memphis Grizzlies up next, and in a battle of just a fun team, at least, to follow when you know that Ja Morant is going to be able to do his thing. Just what are Bucks fans going to be treated to seeing with that coming up on Friday night?
Well, did you see that dunk by Ja tonight?
It was crazy.
It was insane. I want to see that happen. I don't really wish ill upon any Bucks player to have that happen to them.
Yes, because like, they have kids, but mostly.
Yeah, sure, but like, I want to see dunks like that. You know, I want to see you know, insanely awesome athletes doing the kinds of things that blow your mind. You know, and if Ja can do that, you know, my condolences to whatever Bucks player it happens to. But I would definitely enjoy it because, you know, that's fun basketball, regardless of who's playing or who you're following, anything like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in person. I know probably a lot of Marquette fans are still not very enthused about watching what that man has to do at the NBA level. They're probably glad that he is at the NBA level and not, you know, dunking on the Housers or anything like that. But I know I'm looking forward to that game, you know, being down in Memphis and seeing what this young Grizzlies team is going to do, because they're feisty. Obviously, we have, you know, Taylor Jenkins, the former Bucks assistant. You know, he's coaching against the Bucks for the first time, going against his, you know, his former boss in Mike Budenholzer. So that should be kind of fun to keep an eye on there, while, you know, down at FedEx Forum. You know, but at the end of the day, it's a young, fun team against a veteran, fun, dominant team. So we'll see what happens.
Should be fun. It always is. Matt Velasquez will have a lot of fun with the boys on Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning. He has said on Twitter tonight, do not worry. He will be talking Bucks basketball, not Packers or Brewers on tomorrow at 9 a.m., correct? I just wanted to clarify that for the listeners.
Yeah, yeah. No, if you want to talk to me about the Brewers or the Packers, you're going to get some really bad information, bad takes. I don't know anything about them. That's like not my jurisdiction. So if you want to talk about those things, I'll give you some bad stuff to hear. I think you'd much rather hear me talk about the Bucks today. I feel like I know a little bit more about them.
You do, and you cover it as well as anybody. Matt, appreciate it, man. We'll listen to you tomorrow morning. Talk to you on Friday night.
All right, talk to you on Friday.
And that's Matt Velasquez joining us down for Fiserv Forum. One of the best in the business. Follow him right now today if you want to follow somebody that is going to keep you informed on the Milwaukee Bucks better than anybody. Matt_Velasquez on Twitter. He joins me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Bucks win without Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight, 127-112 at Fiserv Forum. Leaving Fiserv Forum is Matt. He's up on the Fan. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Billy. I just had to call because I mean, I'm so stoked that you joined this post-Bucks game talk, and now to hear that Sidney Moncrief is going to be joining starting Monday after the Mavs game.
Yes, sir.
That's a legend. That's incredible, man. This show just keeps getting better, and as the Bucks do, it's tonight for a Wednesday night at Fiserv. Was just incredible. My brother and I were there, and we're like, can you believe that this is a Wednesday night Bucks game? People are just out of their minds. It's an insanely awesome time to be a Bucks fan. I'm 16 in a row. I just had to call. I'm stoked.
Matt, how many games you get to a year?
You know, I used to be a season ticket holder before kids, but now it's probably right around 5 to 10. But I enjoy them just as much now with my kids. And, like, now that my kids get these Bucks teams, I didn't have a lot of this growing up. So this is really awesome, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's got to be a lot more fun sharing Bucks basketball with your kids with Giannis, Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe instead of David Noel, Charlie Bell, and Joel Prisbilla. I think they're going to enjoy that a lot more as well.
Oh, for sure, man. Thanks again. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it, Matt. Appreciate you making it. 414-799-1250 is the number Matt called. You can as well. We got a little bit more time for you here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. But guys, while you're watching Bucks basketball, think about doing it in just the coziest, warm room, beautiful room that you could, and also knowing that you're saving money. Yes, those are the best ways to watch Bucks basketball. Comfy, cozy, and while you're saving money. And you can be doing that right now today by calling Pella Windows and Doors because, guys, they will replace the old leaky windows that you have right now that are costing you money on your heating bill every single month. And as little as just one day, guys, even in the winter, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin installs and replaces year-round. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's 19 degrees outside like it was today. Pella Windows and Doors was out delivering and installing and replacing. Certified Pella certified teams come out with Pella certified windows, and they do it right in your home. This is how they do it. They seal off that room from the rest of the house. Next, they move on. They remove that old leaky window. They do it one at a time. If you got multiple coming in, they are going to take care of one, then to the other, not cause a bunch of issues, waste a bunch of time, and then all of a sudden it's like 4 hours in, you're like, wait, these windows in yet? No. One at a time, they take it out, they put in a new energy efficient Pella window in just a matter of minutes before they move on to the next room, next window. It's done, it's over. And not one, not two, not three, not four, but 9 different styles of windows to fit your particular taste. Luxurious wood, fiberglass, or vinyl. If you guys want innovations, look no further. Because in the winter, you're going to want to see that new award-winning roll screen practically disappear out of view. If you don't have the best credit, don't worry. They got options for financing for every single budget, even ones like myself, because I don't live in Brookfield with everybody who likes the good credit. But in Brookfield is where you can find the new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center, and you can experience the difference and experience the variety. You can go in there and see every single model that they have, pull on out the door, It's not even like the old swatches that you used to go in and look if that window's going to look good in your room. They pull the door out and the window is attached. It's amazing. The best limited lifetime warranty on all wood windows is what you're going to find at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Guys, replace now and save with 0% APR financing for 48 months. Schedule your free, no obligation consultation today at PellaWI.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. We hear from the head coach. A little bit of more time for you as well, straight ahead. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Couple of comments from Mike Budenholzer after the game. He loved the intensity his team showed from the jump, even without Giannis in the game.
I like the focus of the group coming out. You know, I think the first 8 to 10 minutes of the first quarter was impressive. A little bit of a hiccup to finish the quarter, but and overall the first half, you know, I think gave us a cushion, put us in a place where, you know, it was a little bit ugly second half, not our best, but proud of the guys. You know, good opportunity to play without Giannis. Different guys step up. Bled obviously was really, really good. I thought Chris was really good. Those two guys kind of taking up the slack, and obviously Ersan's been playing really well for a few games now. So it's a good win for us.
That's a nice way to say they didn't need Giannis. As he said, it was a good way and a good chance to play without Giannis. But Eric Bledsoe stepped up in his absence, 5 of 6 from downtown.
He did it all summer, you know, so I think really, really happy with his work ethic, with how much time he spent in the gym. And I think it just reinforces all the time and effort he's putting in with Ben. It's really been great. And, you know, I think it's just going to continue.
5 of 6 from deep from Eric Bledsoe tonight had me saying, are you kidding me? That's brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, guys, celebrating 50 years of business. For residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go with experience. Go with GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. And the Coach's Corner is brought to you by Schneider each and every night. For 80 years, they've been offering great careers and more home time than anybody else. Visit them at SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44 Pride. Look at the injuries tonight, courtesy of Dan McCormick in the McCormick Law Office, your auto accident work injury attorneys. Giannis was the only man on the injury report tonight, but quad soreness. Yeah, good one. No, that was soreness in the sense of, you know what, Giannis, you played 35 minutes the other night. We're going to go back out on the road. Just take this one down. Bucks didn't need him tonight. Bucks were able to coast through the game against the Pelicans tonight, 127-112, thanks to 29 from Eric Bledsoe, 23 from Chris Middleton helped as well, and the Bucks move it now to a 16-game winning streak. We're back in here on Friday night, taking your calls, taking your reactions after the Bucks try to make it 17 against the Memphis Grizzlies. This has been the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. My thanks to Sam Schmitz on the other side of the glass. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. Keep it right here. You got the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.